Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the Christian's Heart, Bible Bits from John. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, a new birth. Many Christians seek to serve the Lord by plugging in their faith only when they feel they need some spiritual assistance. However, Romans 1:17 states that the just shall live by faith. The result of only sometimes engaging faith is like the secretary who printed the bulletin. Instead of "just as I am" without one plea, she accidentally typed "just as I am" without one clue. Well, that was Nicodemus on the night he went to Jesus. He didn't have a clue. Verses 1 and 2 of John chapter 3 read, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.'" And then if you jump down to verse 4, you can see how Nicodemus was clueless. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Well, Nicodemus did become a follower later. In John chapter 7, verses 50 down to verse 52, it reads, "Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, 'Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he's doing?' And yes, he buried Jesus' body with Joseph." John chapter 19, verses 38 to 40. "After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. And then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby." In chapter 3 and verse 10, it reads, "But when the night that he went to Jesus, he didn't understand at that point. And yet he should have known. In verse 10 of chapter 3, "Jesus answered and said to him, 'Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things?'" As a Pharisee, Nicodemus was trapped in worldly thinking. If a person does good enough, he'll be approved and accepted by the Lord. Because you see, the Pharisees were careful to keep all the points of the law. And Jesus explained to Nicodemus the need for a new birth, which he was clueless about. Verse 7, "Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. In fact," verse 3, "most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Why is a new birth necessary? Well, our text in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8, suggests three reasons a new birth is needed in the kingdom of God. First, a new birth results in cleansing from sin. Verse 5, "Jesus answered, 'Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.'" Jesus is not speaking of literal water. He's referring to the cleansing work of the Holy Spirit by the Word. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 attests to this, "that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the Word." Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. This is sanctification from sins and regeneration to a new life. This rebirth was needed to experience the kingdom of God. Jesus looked forward to the millennial reign of the Messiah, but they thought that by keeping religious rules or simply by their Jewish lineage, they'd be qualified to enter. Jesus was saying that you need cleansing from sin. And second, the new birth results in gaining a spirituality. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Flesh is the stuff of earth, and spirit is the stuff of heaven. Being born again spiritually results in the kind of existence that is suitable. You become a member of God's family. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So you become a member of God's family. You become a partaker of God's nature. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. God begins the process of transforming our lives. The new birth is not a reformation of the old nature, but the creation of a new nature. And then the growth of the new creature results in a transformation. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And then third, the new birth results in living a new life. Verses 7 and 8. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Believers change in many, many ways to reflect the presence of the new spiritual life. And yet, the power behind the changes is not visible to the physical eye. The Holy Spirit's work is undeniable. It's unmistakable and unexplainable in terms of human understanding. The evidence of being born again is seen. Look at verses 9 and 10 again. Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things?" Nicodemus should have known these things. Ezekiel 36, verses 24 to 27, speak of all this. "For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Cleansed by water, a new heart, new spirit. Have you experienced the new spiritual birth? Are you born again? Because you see, all of us have to come this same way. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. Because God loves us and sent Jesus Christ to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And all we need to do, having put our trust in Jesus, is reach out and ask for all, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have to acknowledge that we're sinners, that we've fallen short, that we deserve the wages of death. But we need to believe that Jesus Christ died for us. We need to put our trust in him. We need to confess that. We are now identifying with him, believing that he died for us, trusting that he died for us, and believing that he rose from the dead. We need to confess that. Make that note. And we need to ask him to forgive us, be our Savior for eternal life. Well, you may have heard, well, we're all really worshiping the same God. We just have different names for him. No, that's not true. Or you've heard, oh, there are many roads which lead to heaven. No, that's not true either. Because you see, Jesus made it clear in John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You think about all that, and you have a great day.